Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. It's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell and Mapesy. Sean is in studio. We are here live at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. And it is, as I understand it, we are going to be facing some rain coming back. Hope all of you were safe yesterday in that torrential storm we got. And I hope you all are safe this morning as you drive to work, listening to the show. We appreciate you. And here we go. Astros looked like crap late yesterday. It was Kaiwei Teng. You have nine strikeouts. And you give up three homers. I mean, holy crap, dude. It was not good. It was not good. The Astros couldn't score. They kept hitting homers. This Colt Keith dude, got to get him out one time. That'd be great. Three homers last night. Six RBIs.
You said Cold Teeth?
Colt Keith.
I thought you said cold teeth.
Not cold teeth.
Like when you
eat
when ice
you
buy, cream.
Oh, that's the worst. Man. No, it gives you a headache.
Yeah, and this guy is a problem, too. Cold teeth.
Cold Keith. Keith.
Cold
yeah.
Keith.
He's a problem. Yeah, it's a
cold
problem.
Cold Keith.
Yeah. So the Astros lose last night, and they just, while they look like they're going to, everything's going to be great again, they suck again. They lose two straight, now they're back to eight games under 500. They just can't get to the five games under 500.
That's a long way. That's a long way off, brother.
Yeah.
Eight games, as soon as I get to five.
So we're not going to spend a lot of time on that this morning, unfortunately. We got bigger fish to fry this morning. One is, what a day yesterday at the World Cup. We'll talk to Glenn Davis about it. Four ties.
8 o'clock. Glenn Davis, but they were all, well, not all, but some of the ties were big upsets. Like Spain didn't score against Cape Verde. They didn't bring in Lamine Yamal till the second half. He's not quite 100% fit, I guess, so he's not playing full time. So that was, and the reason that's important is, number one, Cape Verde knows how to throw a party. I told you that Curaçao came to Houston and threw a big party at a place called the Flats. And Cape Verde, I don't know if you saw them, any videos before, during, or after, but they, like Dell was saying, there was a lot of attention paid to the women in the stands.
Yes.
A lot of attention. And rightfully so. And and the parties afterwards, you had police in Boston dancing with them. I don't know if you saw that video.
No.
Two or three policemen were dancing with the in the parties they had. Now they're coming to Houston, and they don't come. They come on the 26th to play Saudi Arabia, who also had
a good
surprising tie as well.
Yeah.
So that game that I got a ticket to that one. I thought it was the least expensive game at the time. I just thought that's a throwaway game. It's just who cares? Now it could be a meaningful game if one of those teams get another result, either a draw or or points. That could be a very meaningful game.
Yeah.
I know the prices have skyrocketed on that game to get in. So, and Cape Verde, I can tell is going to be the team that everyone loves. Like people who just want to cheer for the underdog, it's going to be Cape Verde. They had never been in a World Cup. They got a 40-year-old goalkeeper who stood on his head yesterday.
Yeah.
Usually you only stand on your head in hockey. But this guy stood on his head in soccer.
40-year-old, he's in a second-tier club in Portugal.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Mm-hmm. What a story. Mm-hmm. This is like one of the biggest upsets. I mean, they didn't win, but this is a huge upset. That Spain couldn't score on them and tied.
Well, Spain did what they do, which is just pass the ball 540,000 times around the top and get minimal attack. Stay on the ball too long when it's in the box. It just stays on their foot forever as they try to. I mean, it's just Spain just looked, I don't know, they didn't look good yesterday.
They didn't look like the U.S. soccer freaking juggernaut.
The U.S.
Yeah,
right now would be
Spain. That's right, Del. Yeah.
I think it's fair to say the U.S. would beat Spain 3-0 if they played right
or
now.
Or 4.
They played today.
Or 4.
3 or 4. Or 4-1,
four.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how they're going to score.
I don't know if they're as good as Paraguay, if you want to know the truth. So I don't think they score one.
Spain?
Yeah.
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 Paraguay scored.
Yeah.
Paraguay.
Same thing.
They scored.
Yeah. Paraguay
Spain
scored.
Didn't score.
I know. Spain can't score on us.
I know. 40-year-old goalie.
40-year-old goalie.
Our
what?
Goalie's under 40.
Yeah. That's right.
Jordan Pickford.
So, yeah.
The goalie
a
for the kick world.
Ass, a kick-ass day
it's
there.
The world's goalie.
And so we'll talk to Glenn Davis about it at 8 o'clock, brought to you by Kaplan Sinus Relief. Brendan Sorsby was the big story yesterday, I think.
Well, it broke late. I didn't even know because I was, dabbling with the blackjack and the
I wouldn't
slots.
Say dabbling when you're in your hotel room by yourself.
Well, with the blackjack, well, you never know, but it's a comfortable bed. But blackjack and slots I was dabbling.
Oh, I gotcha.
And I'm watching this Japanese show now on Netflix. But my wife said, yeah, I can't believe Sorsby's going to the supplemental draft. I'm like, what? Now what now? He's going to supplemental. And immediately I thought, okay, the heat got too much. And so I had to go and, research everything that happened. And
they
I would
have
say.
To, now, they, normally they don't allow eligible players, but they can vote. They're going to vote on it.
Yeah, so this is, who is they?
The owners.
The owners. They, okay.
The teams all vote on it.
Okay, so what typically has been the course of action is you need to be ineligible. You need to have a change of eligibility from eligible to ineligible for you to go into the supplemental draft. It's supplemental because it's additional to the NFL, the standard NFL draft. If you're eligible and you don't, if you're eligible, then you wait until the next year. If you don't hit the deadline for the draft, you wait until the next year and you go into the next year's draft.
Yeah.
If the owners vote no, that's what Brendan Sorsby will have to do. He'll have to just sit out, work with a quarterback coach, and then enter the draft next year. He's hoping to go on the supplemental draft. I'm telling you now, based on the conversations I had with personnel people, and this is I wrote him up. Based on him potentially going to the supplemental draft, I was asked to watch tape on him and put something together. And honestly, the conversations I have with personnel people is they believe he won't go in the first for sure, and shouldn't go in the second. Now, this is when they believed he would be suspended for a year by college football, and that it would carry over to the NFL. If there is no carryover, because. Their argument is you're drafting a guy in the second, third, fourth round, whatever, and that's a four-year contract, and his first year is a dead year because he'll be suspended by the league for a year because they'll just follow whatever the college football is going to do. And then
but college football isn't suspending him for a year.
Well, that's why I want to set this up is that, the thought was, so what are we going to do here? You miss him for a whole year. He can't even be in the building. So you're gonna spend what draft pick for a 3-year player? Because that's what you have him for, 3-year contract. Now, college football did suspend him for a year. There was a judge that didn't. So really, we know college football has a suspension.
Yeah.
The judge had a deal that was had a ruling that was so bad that basically it's just been wiped out. I don't even think it's a precedent-setting judgment anymore. Do you?
They're suing him.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. They're suing to get his suspension reinstated.
Right.
But now I guess they're going to give up on it since he's going to the supplemental draft.
Well, but the NFL may look at that as a 1-year suspension. Like, the NFL could carry it over. Because
the NFL could do whatever it wants.
This is what I'm talking to GMs who told me this. Multiple. I got a hold of multiple who were – I was lucky enough to have them all help me on this. And their entire thing – one guy told me this. He said, the thing that could bring the league down is gambling. He said, and you have a kid who bet on his own team 40 times when he played, has admitted to having a problem, and now the NFL, and these are his words, in our league, we're taking all this money from all these gambling sites, and we've even had players suspended in the NFL for gambling in facilities, and that was, I think, Jameson Williams, Calvin Ridley, those guys. I know the Lions had some, Isaiah Rogers, and this guy's point was, the NFL cannot mess around with gambling. They've got to take a hard-line stance right now and do it with Brendan Sorsby. This is when I thought he was going to the supplemental draft. Then it all went away because he was going to go back to school. Now it's back, and we don't know what the NFL – first of all, if they're going to vote to change their rules to allow him into a supplemental draft. My guess is they will. But I don't know where he goes. Like, nobody I talked to thought he would go inside the first two rounds. Now, that now when I watched him on tape, I don't see a first round. I see a third round supplemental draft guy. In an NFL draft, I would have probably taken him in the second round, personally, is what my grade would have been. I gave him a 6'2", which is like the grade of Michael Penix. I didn't like Penix as much as other people. So
seventh overall?
A 6'2 is like
you
a,
didn't like him seventh overall?
No, I didn't
to
like
a team
him.
That had a quarterback?
No.
Okay.
And neither did the owner since the GM got fired for one of the, you know, for that amongst other things. But so the Swordsman thing's interesting because it's number one, you got to see is this precedent set for like the gambling? What is the legal precedent set? What is the NFL going to do? Are they going to bend their rules? If they let him in, what kind of suspension is he going to face, if any suspension in the NFL for his part? Are they going to mandate he go to a program? My guess is he'll have a mandated program. They'll lean heavily on him. I think he'll go in the third round of the supplemental draft, and then he won't be a factor in the first year. That's my guess.
Okay, so it's the league office. Prospects have to apply with and be approved by the NFL league office for eligibility. The league hosts the supplemental draft only if there are eligible players, which hasn't happened since 2023, eligible players for the supplemental draft.
Yeah, right.
There were two eligible prospects this year, though neither was selected.
Like Josh Gordon was a supplemental.
Yes.
He was in a supplemental draft.
Yeah,
for
because
example.
Of, well, he had a lot of drug issues.
Yeah, Terrell Pryor was, yeah, he was suspended mm-hmm. for drinking
Steve
or drugs.
Steve Walsh was probably taking money at Miami. We don't remember.
Obviously.
But we don't know, but we'll make
assume.
That. We'll make that up because he's a Miami guy.
That.
And he probably was doing something wrong. So he was in the supplemental draft for some reason. No one knows. I didn't know this about it. That okay. So here's the order. It's determined via lottery based on the previous win loss record of teams. The draft order is divided into three groups. Teams with six or fewer wins.
Huh.
They're the first group.
So there's
and
a lottery.
And then it's just pulled names, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So if you had six or
when
fewer
they
wins.
That, it used to be in order, I thought.
Yeah, no, it's not. The rest of the non-playoff teams are the next group, and then the 14 playoff teams.
Now, that is more fair to me because you just had the advantage of the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Why give another advantage
yeah, right.
after that?
Right.
You know? I mean, I get having a – some advantage, but I like that. I like this idea way better. I didn't realize. I wonder when they went to this, when they started doing this.
I don't know.
This.
It's randomly
selected.
I thought
it was like waiver wire where everyone is in order. And
so if you had six or fewer losses, you're in that first group, and then it's, you know, pull them out, names out of a hat, and then the rest of the non-playoff teams, and then, yeah. So you don't think he will go. So the thought in this thing is, I saw an article, do the Jets just take a flyer?
I mean, they could. I think they've got a stockpile of picks. I think they're just going to wait till next year and get their pick. I don't see the Jets doing it. No.
Well, the Jets would be in that first
group. That's a team to watch.
And they could take. I might throw a third rounder on it.
Maybe. I mean, it's not the worst idea. It's kind of like the Kirk Cousins.
The Cardinals could the
Cardinals
need a quarterback.
The Colts.
Colts
Daniel
need a
Jones
yeah.
is you know they redid a deal, but this I think it's a 2-year deal with Daniel Jones.
And who knows if he's going to be?
You would say you know nah Texans wouldn't mess with that. It's interesting because I think you could like the Dolphins could do that
yeah.
if they wanted to, although they've got a contract they can get away from or they can commit to, so they're in a pretty favorable spot. What about the Eagles? What about the Eagles? The Eagles aren't afraid to take chances on mm-hmm. players, and they're not in love with Jalen Hurts, but this is a move where if they got him in a third or even fourth round, you have a very viable backup. You say, we just got him as a backup. That's all. But in real life, you may say, hey, this is our backup plan in case it doesn't work out with Jalen Hurts.
Well, I guess. In case it doesn't work out, the guy that won you a Super Bowl? What do you mean?
Well, because there's already rumblings that they could get away from Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. I don't know.
What I'm saying. Once you hit a third-round pick, you're in a backup territory for a quarterback. So it's not the end of the world to give up a third-rounder for a guy that's a backup that really you think has a chance to be a future starter.
Yeah.
Possibly. But it's usually a little bit of a long shot if you're doing it in a third round. I don't know. I don't know who – you know, I don't know who takes the chance with him. They could really surprise us all. It's there's a lot of them with there's a lot of guys with young quarterbacks now. You know, Ty Simpson's over there waiting in the wings. Like Dallas Cowboys, I don't see them doing it. The Giants, I don't see them doing it. The Eagles, I talked about possibly. Washington, they wouldn't do it.
No.
Like, there's a lot of teams that actually have young quarterbacks that they're going to ride with. Fernando Mendoza, Bo Nix, Mahomes. They're not, they wouldn't do anything, I wouldn't think, over there in Kansas City. Chargers have Herbert. There's a whole division that's wiped out. Cam Ward, C.J. Stroud, I don't see the Texans doing it. Trevor Lawrence, don't see. Colts, maybe. So three of those teams wiped out. Like, there's not as many
now,
teams.
If you can get them in the third or fourth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I think that's. I think he's.
I mean, the Saints. Because are you sure about Shock? I mean, you know,
they like him.
Yeah, but
they like him. Mickey gives away too many draft picks, so I don't know if I'd want to give away another one for a guy that you want competition for a guy that you're already kind of all in on. Tampa Bay Bucks. You know, Carolina Panthers. Panthers. Are they for sure in on Bryce Young beyond the 5 years? He's one of those guys that I would get away from Like, I'm not sure I would give – you know, I'm sitting here with my own concerns on C.J. Stroud. On Bryce Young, I think he definitely has a limited floor ceiling.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, so I'm really going to pay $40 million plus because he's not getting in the $50 million range. You're going to play $40 million plus. That's the going rate for a starting quarterback now.
Yep. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, let's break. We got a lot to do this morning here on ESPN 97.5, but you are more than welcome to get in and hang with us. In the meantime, talk a little jewelry with Zadig.
Yeah, Zadig Jewelers is 28,000 square feet. And the thing with Zadig Jewelers is they have experts in there in every single field, and they can help coach you up on precious metals, on gemstones, on diamonds. If you're doing diamond engagement rings, you just go to the second floor, and that entire floor is dedicated to the bridal process and the engagement ring, the cut, the clarity, the color of the ring, what type of setting. Do you want to have a custom-made setting? Do you know, there's a solution for everyone and everything at Zadig Jewelers. They make memories with unbelievable luxury timepieces and tennis bracelets and earrings and necklaces and pendants, and you can get things made that are representative of your children if they were just born, for push gifts for new moms. There's something for everyone, including dads. If you would like a luxury watch, maybe you already have one, you want to buy, you want to sell, you want to trade, they're always there for the buy, sell, and trade as well, and they are a boutique location with unique timepieces that no one else is going to have. And we're talking about makers of luxury watches from across the world are right there at one location, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, over four decades in the business, and nobody does it better than Zadig Jewelers. It's Zadig.com. That's Zadig.com.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 live. It's DraftKings Sportsbook watching Jose. Just watched Isak Paredes go deep. And now Jose Altuve about to go deep as well.
Oh,
boom,
man,
boom.
I got a feeling we're going to win this.
We are going to win this.
I got a feeling we're going to win this. Highway Tank put us in a hole last night. But no spoiler alerts, please. I'm assuming the Astros.
Well, this is a replay.
But, and so I said don't spoil
per se.
I'm assuming.
I like to say per se.
Yeah, I didn't see this last night, so don't.
Okay. Don't spoil it. Well, they lose. That's all the runs they score. It's over.
There we go. And the spoiler comes out.
Yep. 9-3. They sucked. And
nine. See. I thought we were going to stop right here at five.
No, we brought in a couple of guys.
Well, you ruined it. I was hoping we were going to win last night.
Yep. Well, Tang isn't done giving it up. Oh no, yeah, he's done.
Yeah, he's done.
Murray came in. He gave up a couple. Brian Abreu surprisingly didn't have a clean sheet.
We didn't talk about Burrows the other day. Your guy was doing what he does best.
He's so good. I told you guys about him. I told you.
He might be the worst starter on the team right
now. No, he's the worst starter.
He is the worst. Right?
Yeah, it's not even. He might be. No, he's the worst.
He's never even gotten down to, like.
No, it's just terrible. Nope.
The Astros can't get to five games under, and he can't get under 5.5.
Well,
ERA.
He is, what is he? There's eight games under 500 now. He might be 8 games under 500. If not for him, the Astros would have a 500 record. But yeah, then there's him. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. I played poker last night with a guy named Willie Hance, who was on Big Brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he listens to the show every day. He's in from Dayton. His brother was on Survivor for 3 seasons, made over $1 million on Survivor.
Wow, really?
Yeah. They're like, and he said, my nephews have been, they're like a reality TV family.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you get into reality TV, but the Hance family did it. Willie had a rough time last night, but when I left, he had won a big pot. He probably, I don't know, he probably kicked ass, but he had a rough go of it for a while. But really good guy. And we sat next to each other and had a good time yesterday playing poker right here off the DraftKings Sportsbook. Just can't have a better day. You cannot have a better day, all right, than playing poker all day at the DraftKings, right next to the DraftKings Sportsbook. There was that. A shout out to the Hance family in Dayton. They listen all the time. Well, Willie does. I don't know about the rest of them. But it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun yesterday at the DraftKings Sportsbook. This Brendan Sorsby, if you guys want to get in, you can talk about it. You're more than welcome to get in. Did you see what Cody Campbell had to say?
Yeah, I did. And Cody Campbell, as we talked about, he owns the Houston. He's the owner of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. He is the owner. He owns them. I saw what the president had to say, and I saw what Cody Campbell had to say.
So
Cody basically,
here's what he said.
Yeah, he kind of acknowledged the heat got to them. I mean,
he will be stripped of the opportunity to continue to develop as a better and stronger man. Stripped of his last opportunity to compete at the highest level of college sports.
Why is he stripped?
And I pray that he can stay on his path to recovery. Brendan, while he made mistakes that he openly admits, has also been a part of a much larger broken and predatory system. And we believe that all people deserve a second chance. It is gut-wrenching that there is no viable path to providing him with redemption at the collegiate level. And how are we going to win football games now? Okay, that's the important thing. Texas Tech has lost the ability to win a football game.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He doesn't care about
stop
winning.
Already.
He doesn't care about winning. He cares about somebody's
stop
mental health.
Already.
He cares about his health.
He stop already with the. We're trying to just. That's all we want to do is help this young man. We're trying to provide him with an atmosphere that will heal him.
How was he stripped?
Stop.
How was he stripped?
Well,
the
lawsuits by the Big 12 and the NCAA.
So?
We're going to strip him of his
ability.
You
don't know that.
Well, no.
You never lose. Here's a question. Texas Tech was obviously on board with this. They wanted this to happen. Don't tell me they didn't, because players never lose in court. Players never lose in court.
Right.
Why would you not just roll with the original ruling if you really cared about him staying with you and the mental health and him being on this journey? You didn't care about football. You only cared about his supporting him.
Well,
and
I don't know
why
that
would you not stick with it?
I don't know that a court system, though. I don't know that the court system wouldn't say no. The NCAA has the ability to actually suspend somebody.
When have they ever done that?
Well, I mean, I don't know that something like this has ever come up.
I just know that it doesn't matter what happens. They lose every time.
Yeah, they do.
The NCAA never wins.
But in appellate court, of course, it is for Texas Tech. Well, I don't know where they filed.
That's the thing. Why would you not take your shot? Why would you not take your Texas Tech? Unless this is Sorsby saying.
It was Sorsby and his family. They said, we don't know that he's going to be able to play with this new lawsuit. It's all up in the air. Screw it. We're going to the pros.
But Texas Tech's letting him keep all his money.
Yep. Yeah.
That lets you know that Texas Tech is like, well, one of two things. It might look bad if Texas Tech pulled the money.
Right.
Be like, I thought it was about helping him on his journey to mental health or whatever.
$5 million is going to help him that way.
Yeah, it might look like that, but this whole thing feels like a mutual decision is what it feels like. Like, Tech's good to be out from under the heat. And the heat of the Big 12, the heat of these other schools, the public scrutiny. And it was going to go on through the football season. And then Brendan Sorsby, I guess it makes some sense. If you're worried you're going to lose, I mean, I would say realistically your odds are better than 50% that you'll win, because you don't lose in court to the NCAA. Nobody lets the NCAA win in anything.
No.
So had he taken a shot, I think he probably would have played, because they don't win ever, the NCAA. But all the heat and the ability to, especially if he can keep his money, if you know you can keep your money, your NIL money.
Yeah.
I mean, why not get out from under it and try to get to an NFL team with your money? Who cares? You got a $5 million signing bonus, basically. So even if you go in the third or fourth round, you still have $5 million in the bank.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not worried about Brendan Sorsby's money. That ain't it. Well, I don't know. First of all, yeah, you looked at him. You feel like, what is a third? You think he's a second, or late second, or third round quarterback? I mean, it's what? Backup, possible starter? Someday?
I think I had a grade on him as average starter.
Average starter.
Yeah, average starter is the grade I had on him. That was 2000. Where's my 2016? I'm sorry, 2026 draft. So here's what I say about him. This is, you know, I had some strengths and weaknesses. What I said at the bottom line is Sorsby's driven by a strong competitive nature and admirable level of energy on the field. His combination of size and athleticism is in line with what teams covet in today's game. A gunslinger's mentality allows for impressive deep ball throws to beat single coverage downfield, but also leads to poor decision-making against high safety looks. Sorsby doesn't holster a rifle for a right arm, but can throw with enough velocity and brings impressive arm talent to the field with him. Sorsby clearly possesses NFL starting talent, but climbing the hill and staying there will require him to become more consistent, getting through progressions, and being able to alter his game plan once the coverage pictures change on him post-snap. So what I think is the physical is there. I don't know. He's not ready yet to read NFL defenses and get through progressions like he needs to. And my comp on him is I thought he shows similarities to Sam Darnold when he was coming out of USC. He has some of the same movement skills.
Him is your best player in that draft.
No, Sam was
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
I'll have to see. What draft, what year was that? Sam was 18? No, I think it was.
Earlier, wasn't it?
It wasn't Miles Garrett. Miles was the first pick. Oh, no, yeah, you're right, because it had to be.
No, you had him number one. I'm almost positive. I mean, so that's a hell of a comp you gave him.
Well, not really. I mean, coming out, he reminds me of him. I didn't say he's at the same grade level. He runs around a lot. He's got the same size. And he's got arm talent. He's got the ability to make plays out of structure. But it's not, when I say comp, it's not, I'm not comping him to the same grade. That's not what I'm comping. I don't feel like, I think I had Laramie Tunsil as my top player in that draft. I think he was he the 16th? No. I don't remember what draft Sam Darnold was in.
No one can remember. It's impossible to know.
It is so impossible to remember.
It's impossible to know.
He's so, 2018 draft. Yeah.
2018?
Yeah. Actually,
I don't
they've
know
got,
how Mapes knew that, but no one knew that.
No, Saquon Barkley. Actually, I had a few guys. Saquon Barkley ahead of him, Bradley Chubb, Quentin Nelson, Tremaine Edmonds. These are old. These aren't even the right grades. What are they doing, Draft Tracker 18? These aren't even the right grades.
They're not. They didn't even put the right grades on
there? Well, this is the one where somebody screwed up and a bunch of grades got lost. But I had a grade over 7 for Sam. I had a really high grade on, and Sam Darnold's kind of become a really good player.
You think?
Yeah, he's become
He just won a Super Bowl. I'm pretty.
He's become a really good player. Yeah, no, the highest player I had on the board was Saquon Barkley was one, followed by Quentin Nelson, Bradley Chubb, Tremaine Edmonds, then Sam Darnold was a 7-0, then Roquan Smith, Deron Payne, Vita Vea, Derwin James, Calvin Ridley. So, Yeah, no, that draft you had two hammers, Saquon Barkley and Quentin Nelson, who I had ahead of him, along with Bradley Chubb, who hasn't played at that level. Tremaine Edmonds, I just overrated his traits. But Barkley is, I think, the second highest player I've ever had rated behind Myles Garrett.
Really?
Yeah, I think Myles was the highest I ever graded, followed by Saquon Barkley. And then after that, obviously C.J. Stroud.
Obviously.
That's not true.
Obviously.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. Then you made, you just made that
I just,
up.
I did make that one up.
Yeah. 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here on ESPN. Oh, we're behind again. We got to stay on track because we got, at the top of the hour, our man, Glenn Davis, is going to join us here. Let's talk a little golf right now. Let's talk about where you're going to play. How about Houston National? Get on over there. Link-style course. They've got a – and here's the cool thing is if you want to practice, you got lit a lighted practice driving range with a bar right there. I don't know that it gets any better than that. A lighted practice range with a bar right there. So now, you know, it stays light out a little bit longer, so you got time to get over there. But in the winter, I mean – 5 o'clock, you're done with work. 6 o'clock, you want to go and hit some balls. Boom, you get over to Houston National, or you play the course. It's a true link-style course. Drive up the road, up 290 to College Station. You got the golf club at Texas A&M, ranked one of the top public courses in Texas. And then right here in Louisiana, in Manning. I played with a guy yesterday, played poker with a guy. The guy was sitting, he's from here. And I asked him if he had ever been over there to Cypress Bend Golf Club, and he said he hadn't, but he had heard nothing but great things about it. It's in Toledo Bend, and that's a great trip for 8 guys. You go because you can fish, and you got places to stay. They got stay-and-play packages available, and it's right down the road. It's easy to get to. You don't have to take a plane to get there. It's awesome. 3 incredible courses, 1 standard. Visit Sterling Golf. That's Sterling with 1 G, Sterling Golf. And book your next round today at sterlinggolf.com.
You're listening to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, I want to get to something. We're live at the DraftKings Sportsbook here in Golden Nugget. They've been phenomenal hosts, as always.
Yeah.
Great rooms.
Awesome.
Food, the fun, just everything's been fantastic. I haven't seen sun, though. When I go to casinos, I don't see the sun. So I assume we still have sun.
There is no sun.
Based on this, I don't think there's sun right now. I think there's going to be a lot of rain today this way. A lot of it's coming from whatever the storm was in the Gulf. We're getting it. You guys in Houston got it. I saw some of the videos. So I hope everyone out there is okay. We'll be headed back in. We didn't get to this. We didn't talk about this yesterday. And I do want to talk about it. And it's Victor Wembanyama. And two things. Number one, the conversation about him leaving the court after losing and not shaking hands with anybody. Number two,
that doesn't bother me.
Let's pair that up then with his entire behavior throughout the playoffs, the way he's playing basketball. I do have a little bit of a problem with him not shaking hands. You want to go hard and elbow people in the face, and you want to stick your foot underneath people who are jumping up and they're landing. I mean, these are dirty things. This is in the vein of Bruce Bowen.
Yeah.
He did some. Well, if you stick your foot under somebody when they're up in the air,
but
you can really hurt.
Did
your
he
ankle.
Stick or did he just jump up and he happened to land on him? I don't know.
You thought
it was intentional.
Well, why are you? You didn't block the shot.
Well,
why are you crowding him after the shot's off?
Well, you went up and you fell. I don't know.
I thought he invaded his space. That's the problem. I think Wembanyama is dirty. This is something that watching him in the playoffs,
yeah.
I think he's got a dirty streak. That's why I assume it's not an accident when he does stuff like that. I never would have thought that before this year. But the more I'm watching, the more I see his behavior, he just strikes me as a little bit of a dirty player, a guy with an edge. Best case scenario, he's a real edge player, which is a little unusual for a star player. That's usually players like Draymond. It's usually players like Dylan Brooks, like Bruce Bowen, these you know, grimy type of guys who try to change attitudes on the court and try to disrupt. He plays like a disruptor sometimes, but from a mental standpoint with some of the stuff he does. I think once it's over, to me, you go out there and shake hands. I thought it was meek whenever the Detroit Pistons.
You know what a good loser is? He's a loser.
I know, but
didn't bother me.
But Detroit Pistons, you didn't. It didn't bother him when the Pistons walk off the floor against the Bulls. Everyone else it bothered.
That's fine. You know what? Go. But so, and you know what? It was a story. And you know what? And you know what they did? They said we don't. We're walking off the court. We don't care. All right, you're a bunch of poor losers. That's great. I don't care. You're still losing. And the other team won, and you lost. And so you didn't want to shake their hand because you didn't feel like you were pissed about losing. He was that dude's a competitor now. That dude is.
Oh no, I don't doubt that.
Yeah,
I do. For me, once it's over, I think you go as hard as you can at the UFC, at boxing, whatever, hockey. But I think one of the things that brings people of the things people really like is that you can go that hard, and then there's a mutual respect. He showed no respect.
Yeah.
That was a team that should have earned his respect. I didn't think the Knicks played dirty at all. I think the Knicks played good basketball. He played dirty. So why no mutual respect? Yeah. I don't, you know, just shaking hands is a very small gesture. It's not the end of the world, but it is on top of a little dossier he's putting together. He's kind of a dirty – he's kind of a player that's not – he's got kind of an attitude – that we don't really see with.
Well, he's French.
Great
he ain't
players
from here. Okay,
nah, I don't think that's it. I mean, everyone grows up on American culture now. That's not, and especially him. He's played in under like I don't really buy into all that stuff. If anything, I would think he'd be a softer. You know, the reputation would be he's a softer player. He's not a soft player.
He's not a soft player.
He is a super competitive player, but he's also. I mean, it's also a little dirty, and the NBA let him get away with everything.
Yep.
All along the pathway,
well,
they refused.
When he slid under Brunson's foot, he should have gotten a flagrant and been kicked out of the next game.
Yeah.
Problem is, you can't kick him out. Just like they couldn't kick him out when he elbowed in the throat. But you can kick out
everyone else.
He's a cash cow.
But you can kick out everyone else.
He's a cash cow for the league.
Then what you're doing is you're saying
you're not
accountable.
That's right. He's above the law.
I don't want to hear about accountability.
Right.
Because we have different rules.
No, we know they don't have accountability. We know that already.
I've seen players suspended.
If there
before was
a game six and Wemby wasn't going to be there, it would have killed. It would have killed the game. It would have killed everything
right.
that you're.
Then you don't stand for anything. Then
I don't. No, listen.
No, not you.
I don't agree.
In the
NBA,
they don't.
When they didn't suspend him for the elbow to the throat,
I get it. Now
you didn't feel like
now that one that should have gotten it.
Yes.
I mean, you can see him look to the side.
They lost all credibility with me on
slow
that.
Motion. You can see him look to the side and hammer the
yes.
guy. I mean, it was clear he knew what he was doing. He wasn't just clearing out.
But they couldn't suspend him.
I mean.
Or they didn't suspend him.
That's got to be a great feeling to know that you can literally commit a murder and you're going to still make it back.
Yes.
You'll just get two balls. You'll get two free throws and a ball out of bounds.
They gave him permission to do what he did sliding under Brunson's foot by not suspending him with the elbow. Yes, that's what they did.
I agree with you. It's just. I mean, are they going to – I guess they'll find their balls whenever the regular season starts
next year.
That's it. We can't have this, Wemby. You're suspended for a half. They'll go NCAA suspension of a good player. You're suspended for a half, like in football. That's it, Johnny Manziel. You get a half.
Against Rice.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. We're just catching up. Apologize, but we got Glenn Davis at the top of the hour, so we got to cut one here, and it's just a quick break, so don't you go anywhere. Just got to tell you real quick about John Clay Wolf and John Clay Wolf buying your car, and I'm telling you here and now, right now, if you're ever going to sell your car, the dealership will say, well, we'll give you this for it. Let's just do an easy, simple, easy trade. That's all. Don't do it. Don't do it, all right? Because John Clay Wolf... You know, because, the taxes and it's an easier, much easier process. John Clay Wolf can do it through your dealership and make it just as easy with the tax implications and everything else. So don't worry about that. That is not something that you have to do. Don't let the dealership pressure you into making a deal with them because you're buying a car from them. You sell your car to John Clay Wolf, get more for it because he will give you more than the dealership will or CarMax. He's been doing it forever. It's the way he built this billion-dollar business is by paying more for vehicles. He does it all the time. You're looking for the best way to sell that vehicle. GiveMeTheVIN.com. You have to go there. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How stupid is, I mean, so at Levi Stadium, this is the picture. It's ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard. You see what they did? They had to tape over the Heinz. They had to tape over the helmets.
Oh, my God, FIFA.
Because FIFA.
Well, why'd you say Levi Stadium, you dummy? You're going to get sued now by FIFA.
That's right. It's the stadium in Santa Clara,
yeah,
California.
Yeah, that's right. Just like Houston Stadium.
Wow.
We're going to play some soccer in Houston
Stadium.
Oh,
no, that's it. That's it. That's not, yeah, it's Levi Stadium.
It's
the stadium in Santa Clara.
It's in Santa Clara. Yeah. Or Santa Clara Stadium.
Stupid. I mean, just ridiculous. There was also
Wait. They taped over all of the names?
They have
to
black out all the names.
Oh,
it's just
my
so stupid.
God, FIFA.
Like, I can't tell. That's Heinz relish or Heinz mustard.
If I were there, I'd be taking all the tape off.
Yep.
Did
you see the bong that was shaped like the bong that was shaped like the World Cup trophy?
No.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah,
and they had to destroy that. They couldn't do that anymore. Couldn't have that anymore. Pretty cool. If you're a smoker, that would be pretty cool to smoke out of. It looks like the World Cup trophy. And it's did you happen to see, I don't know what game it was, the dude who got caught, he's sitting next to an absolute smoke show. And she's got one of those cut shirts where you can see the cleavage.
Yeah, she was Brazilian.
Brazilian. Yeah. Was it Brazil? No, I don't think
it was. Was it Mexico or was it Mexico?
No, I don't remember.
You sure it wasn't a Brazilian?
Well, the two Mexican girls that were jumping up and down, that was fantastic. That I hated that. But, this guy is sitting next. And, I mean, he is just staring. She's looking at straight ahead. He's just staring, and he looks up, and you can see that he's on the screen. He's on the big screen.
I saw it. I thought it was Brazil, but
I don't know what it was, but he was caught like the couple watching Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
Caught dead, just staring at those guys. I mean, good, clean fun for the whole family. Dell, you wanted to get in here?
Yeah, we have an update on that referee who did the alleged white power symbol. FIFA investigated, says no problems. The referee explained it. Look, it's just a tick I have. Sometimes you'll see me do it even when I'm not looking at the camera. I did it. If you look at the film, I did it three or four other times. So FIFA said no problems. You're good.
So they went to they checked VAR.
So for those of you who don't know,
they checked VAR, and then they went to the VAR, and they said, let's
for those
play
of you
on.
Don't know,
they just did a play on.
There's a referee that was in studio. Yeah, he's an in-studio referee.
He's a VAR referee, so for all the reviews, they have VAR, and he was one of the officials.
And he's a white power guy?
Yes, he was back in there looking at all the screens. He's not the white power guy, though. He's not.
Well, yeah, but he really was doing the white power symbol. But, it was the A-OK that he put on his leg when he took the picture.
He goes, look, I did it three or four other times, I swear.
Well, that's because you're a white power guy.
He has a tick. That's what they said. He has a tick, so he's good.
He has a tick?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Don't you worry. He's fine.
Wait, I've got a tick. I keep doing this accidentally all the time? Put the white power sign every picture I take?
I mean, it just so happens to look like that.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why.
It's a white power tick?
I don't know why his hand is shaped
he's
in that way.
He's got hand Tourette's?
I wouldn't call it that. I'd call it a tick. That's what he called it. And everything's fine. Don't worry. That referee's fine.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Also, since we're still talking World Cup stuff, did you see that the South Korean media has been blackballed by the South Korea Football Federation because they dare to mock Hong Sung-min's military record? Because in South Korea you have to have military service. They were mocking it, apparently, and it was overheard. So now the South Korean soccer team doesn't talk to the South Korean media. And they had a statement. Like, remember, did you guys watch The Bus?
Yeah,
so
both of us did.
Hong Sung-min and his teammates, they all came out, stood together, and talked about how they didn't appreciate what the media was doing, and now we're not talking to you for the rest of the tournament.
There it is.
Wow. So how are they supposed to report in South Korea? What is this, North Korea now?
Well,
is that what we're acting like?
You can go to the games. We won't answer your questions.
this is becoming the norm. If you don't like something, you just don't. You just decide they're out. It's in everything, sports, politics, whatever. You know what? I'm not talking to you. You suck. You don't get it anymore.
Well, with a sense of responsibility to represent South Korea on the global stage of the World Cup, the Taeguk Warriors are doing their best to repay the support and expectations of the people. However, the recent leak of inappropriate conversations between some media officials at a training site caused great shock and disappointment to the team. KFA said it respects the work of journalists and role. The South Korea will continue to prioritize the protection of the squad and strive to create a healthy media environment. I mean, it's just not healthy. It's
don't
not
be making
healthy.
Jokes then.
Well, I mean,
don't be making jokes.
One of their players, everybody's supposed to, and this kid didn't have to go.
No, I guess he might have, and they just mocked whatever he did, and that was, we're out. We're not talking.
Peel potatoes? Or,
I don't know what he
did. So my dad did during the war.
I don't know what one of the best
soccer players
of all time.
Why are we
did.
Mocking everybody? You know what? You need guys who peel potatoes and clean latrines too, okay? I don't know what the guy did, and how many wars is South Korea in lately?
I don't know what Sun Heung-min did when he was doing his military service. It just is not mockable. And if you do, we'll stop talking to you. Just think if that was applied here. The Texans wouldn't allow us to talk to anyone, which we don't anyway. We don't have access. The Rockets, the Astros. This show would never talk to an athlete. Could never cover an athlete.
We don't care.
I know we don't, but still.
We don't care. We got Glenn Davis to talk to on the other side, brought to you by Kaplan Sinus Relief. That's next right here. So get your World Cup on right here next with Glenn Davis, the premier authority in America on this game we call soccer. Right now, though, I'm talking about basketball. I'm talking about hoops. I'm talking about you and your pro dunk goal. I'm talking about the best goal you could possibly get. You know, what with the NBA Finals just and the, you know, the Knicks just, I mean, it was, they saved basketball. They saved basketball. And now your kids, they want to play like Jalen. You see, this little kid, Jalen Brunson, he's a little fella, right? And look what he did. Look what he did. It gives hope to all of your kid's not going to be much bigger than Jalen Brunson ever, okay? And if he is, but he still has hope that he can be an NBA superstar because he's got a pro dunk goal. He wants to play, Dad, but he can't reach a 10-foot goal. Your 4-, 5-, 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, they can't put a basket up, a 10-foot goal. So you lower the goal with the pro dunk goal, and you have the best goal in the history of goals with the pro dunk goal. It's all of the tempered glass backboard, the unreadable stanchion, and the breakaway rim, and all of that stuff. It's the best. Plus, you just push a button and it raises all the way down to 5 feet. So everybody can enjoy. Hey, kids can all dunk. It's just the best goal you could possibly have. Mom will love it, too, for how it looks. You're looking for the best way to get those kids out playing instead of on their Xbox all day long. ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate. You heard it right here. ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5.